Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
New Jersey's the first state in the nation to take in over $1 billion in sports wagers during a single month.
Good for them.
You say the first state in the nation? Why not Nevada? Haven't they been doing sports betting there for 100 years?
Station in the nation after Nevada, it must be.
No.
Oh, it is? They're beating Nevada?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's other forms of gambling. Well, there isn't.
But they were about the only sports gambling for years.
Well, the population base is huge in that area, so that's probably why. Vegas is Vegas, but around Vegas, New York City and the tri-state, that's just a thousand. You got Philly and New York heading over there every day to gamble, and that's just millions and millions of people. That's the reason. That's the reason. Because Nevada can't compete with that population base.
Yeah, there's not that many people that live in the Vegas area.
Right.
Right, but still, I mean, you would think that as a gambling mecca.
You would think they would have already done that, right?
Right.
Yeah. But most of the people that gamble in Vegas, they just do it. Well, even if they're sports betting, they do it and then they leave. They're not always doing it.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. We should have gambling in this state. Iowa.
Nine Atlantic City casinos and 3 racetracks brought in over $1 billion in bets for September in New Jersey.
Now, is sports gambling just allowed in Vegas or all over Nevada? I mean, there's Reno.
Reno.
Well, it's all over the country now.
Yeah, there's many states, so I assume the whole state of Nevada.
Half the country.
I live in one of the states where you can't.
You can right across the street.
You just got to take a little drive.
20 miles, Iowa. They're taking all Nebraska's money. Good for you. Thanks.
Yeah.
Way to go, Iowa.
Or I just got to take my phone over to Iowa, and I can bet through an app that way, right?
But you still have to physically cross into the state.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're better than that, remember?
Oh, we are.
We're wholesome.
That's why this is such a great place to raise families.
And I know,
because there's nothing to do.
And I know guys that do that.
Walk over their app?
Just take a drive, cross the river, pull up the app, make a few bets, and then go home.
How stupid is that? The prohibition actually works with your phone, which is...
Yeah.
28 states plus D.C. currently have legal sports betting markets.
Okay.
With 4 more states gearing up to launch for legal sports betting, Florida, Maryland, Wisconsin, and Nebraska.
Yeah, they're slow rolling in Nebraska.
Yeah, because whenever I was last in Arizona, that's when it was okay to get on a sports betting app. I don't think they had anything at actual casinos or anything yet. Right. But you could bet on sports via the internet in Arizona. That happened in early September, I think.
I developed an app. It's called I'd Stay Away From That. I didn't make a dime.
Because people could make millions not betting at all.
Yeah, but that apparently I don't get any money if they don't bet.
Oh, man.
You click on the game on my app. It said the app was called I'd Stay Away From That. I click on it to give you the point spread. And my advice was stay away from that.
I'd stay away from that.
I don't know if that business model is good.
It's not.
Put your money into put the money that you would have gambled into this, and I will give you back 90% of it.
Yeah.
No, the bottom line is
that way you get 10%.
Right.
That's not a good model.
That. Now give me 10%.
Yeah. All right.
That's what
I got. That's probably it.
Yeah.
That might have been. Yeah.
Yeah. So
take money for just getting on the app. Right.
That's
because
right.
Because you were in fact providing a service there.
Yeah, but they would
realize could have lost that money.
Yeah, they could have lost 100% of the money.
Right. They will only lose 10% of that money.
Every game I'd stay
so
away
you
from
will
that.
Cut down.
Right.
You should be making money hand over fist on that one.
You said
some of your losses by 90%.
Or maybe could you just go the other way and make the app bet the house?
Bet the house.
Because that's your other advice.
Right, yeah.
That seems like it would be more lucrative for you.
True.
So New Jersey since 2018, June of 2018, the top five states by sports betting handle since June of 2018. New Jersey tops the list at 19, Bill, and then Nevada at almost 17. And then it really drops to just under 9 for Pennsylvania, just under 6 for Illinois, and about 4.5 for Indiana.
Okay, Nevada's not that far behind.
No,
but you're absolutely right.
It's a gambling mecca, though. It should be second.
Right.
You know there's a ton of people from Philadelphia that jump across the river and place a few bets.
Oh, my God. Well, it sounds like they don't have to. Sounds like they have it in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania has but they have casinos that have sports betting, right?
Yeah.
But, once again, people like Atlantic City and the whole area. It's 50 miles from Philadelphia to Atlantic City. It's right there. It's all highway. You just cruise down there. And New York's right there, too, for that matter. So,
that's a great take the 22 to Atlantic City.
And they probably have
a great Springsteen song.
I bet you.
And take the 22.
And I bet you they have. They probably got. We're talking to guys that listen to us in Jersey right now, so they know exactly what's happening. But I'm sure right across the river in any of those places, there's a bunch of gambling parlors. They don't have to go to Atlantic City. Bet the house or stay away from that.
Yeah, but if you are a professional sports gambler, you probably live in Vegas.
Or did. You can live in Atlantic City, too.
Yeah, well, now it looks like you can live
anywhere
you want to.
Anywhere, right?
Except here.
It would definitely be.
You wouldn't want to live in this place.
Well, yeah, so you can still do it anywhere you would like to live.
Right.
The Washington State Attorney General has filed lawsuit against a Corvallis, Oregon company that illegally used robocalls to sell a robocall blocking service.
That was brilliant.
This telecom company was accused of making over 54,000 calls.
We'll call you.
Right. You sick of me calling you?
It's basically you're extorting people.
Right. Yes.
Give me $20, I'll stop calling. I should have started that.
Right.
In person, I just sit there all day at my house, just calling people. Look. $20, I'll stop calling. It wouldn't be a robocall. I don't know how to set that up either.
Well, just find a number and keep calling it.
Until I get $20.
Yeah. And then after a while, you find a good one, you just hit redial. That makes it all easy. So this telecom company accused of making over 54,000 calls to Washington residents with 46,000 calls to numbers on the Do Not Call registry. One person got 23 calls.
I don't even know how people – I know people try to be polite. I'm not that person. If I accidentally pick up a phone, at least my cell phone at this point, and it's somebody selling something, I don't say anything. I just hit
– just hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how – and I'm sure – I think the people that do that would rather hung up than have to go through the crap.
Not have a confrontation.
But, sometimes I'll get a number on there – and I'm thinking, well, you know what? Maybe it's somebody I know because it's 402, and maybe I thought I was expecting a call. It's very rare.
Right.
I pick it up, and I go, sir, is this Mr. Yeah? So, and then I just hang up. I don't think that's rude at all.
No, you're done.
Yeah.
No,
and he can move on and find somebody who wants to talk to him.
But if they're really scammers, that's when it gets interesting because.
Yeah, but you used to mess with them. I never could.
You can start insulting them, and then they will insult you back, and it's just an insult fest for a little while.
90% of the time, if you pick up accidentally, you're not even greeted with a human first.
No, it's a beep.
It's a recorded message, right. And, your warranty on your car. Damn it. Yeah. Click.
Yeah, but I got a call a few weeks back. Something was wrong with my Microsoft.
Oh.
With my software, my hardware
on your Apple computer,
right?
Yeah.
So I called my son because I said, I said, hang on, my son's the tech guy in the house, so we conference them together, and they have a brief conversation, and then they tell each other to piss off.
I was gonna say it ended with insults.
Oh, it did.
Yeah,
and good. I just got to back off and watch or listen, as the case may be.
I do enjoy the idea of messing with them.
You're even a cuck when it comes to that. You just watch.
Right.
Yeah.
I enjoy the idea of messing with them, but I know that if you pick up, you're more likely to get more calls.
Right.
So I just forget it.
Now, if I don't recognize the number, I generally don't pick up.
Yeah. Answer the phone. Who answers the phone?
I will if I know who it is.
Well, even then, sometimes it's questionable.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were spam.
Who makes calls is a better question.
That's true.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I made a call the other day and to a person that I haven't yet met.
Okay.
But I will.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't answer. I didn't leave a message.
More details
and
on
then
that?
I have to text now
right.
to say, hey, I am so-and-so, you know me, right. and I'm going to call you.
Yeah.
So I hope that they will then pick up.
I got a message. I got a text the other day. It said, I just want to make sure you get my messages. And it was a number I didn't recognize.
Oh.
So I didn't answer it back. I'm thinking, well, sometimes I won't put people's phone number in. I don't put the contact in. I might have downloaded a phone number. Somebody gave me a number years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something, yeah. It's funny because I get this thing every year. I get a text around like Easter or Christmas that says, Merry Christmas. And for 2 years, I forgot, but it was just a dude I used to know that used to live here. He moved to Illinois, but I didn't write his name down.
Yeah.
So I just always get this Merry Christmas. So then I would always respond Merry Christmas back. And for 2 years, I forgot. I knew who I was responding to. And then it came to me in a dream one night. Oh, that's that dude I used to know. I lived here years ago and moved away. And he had his number. And he just out of the blue. He just said, hi, Merry Christmas.
Oh, sorry. You just got this. Christ is risen.
There it is. Okay, it says here, hi, I'm just so wanted to check in to see if you're receiving my messages. So that was on the Monday at like 4:22. I'm thinking, who am I avoiding?
Block.
Because I avoid everybody.
I block those numbers, even on text messages.
Oh, here's what happened.
Block that
content. No, no.
Then I get a message yesterday, are you still interested in buying a home in this area? Because a lot of times, to find out, I'm just real estate curious. I'm not doing anything. I'm not moving. I'm not living anywhere else, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of times, you can't look at the houses unless you put...
Contact
accept,
info.
Right. So I just accept it, and then when they get a hold of me, I never pay attention to them. Yeah.
I got one the other day from, and it almost got me because I just had to renew my driver's license.
Right.
And I get a text from a weird number that says, follow this link to validate your driver's license information. And I went, wait, I already got the license. Right. Why would they? No, this is a scam.
Yeah.
But you can go in and block those numbers even on text message. I just block that contact.
I text random people and say, give me your credit card number. That's all I say. And
oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised when people give it to me.
Yeah. Well, it takes one.
It's gimme, too. It's G-I-M-M-E.
I got a text the other day.
Give me your credit card number.
From someone that said, hey, is this still you?
Right.
Bill, is this still you?
Right.
And I actually replied and said, nope.
Yeah, I'm not Kevin.
And I heard nothing else.
Well, that's good then.
Yes, because that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, it's like a wrong number text. It's
right.
Why are you texting me? You didn't say, why you text me? Hey,
no. No, they said no. Because the question was basically, hey, is this still Bill?
Right.
And then, nope. All right, conversation over.
Good.
I've gotten a weird amount of scam text messages over the last maybe 3 to 4 months that always address me as Craig. So I have to wonder that if you're giving my number to other people so that... You don't get the scams,
that's
Craig.
Brilliant. That's
I'd
brilliant.
Have to know
your
my
number.
You have to know my number.
Oh, yeah, your number. I'd have to know your number. You're just in there.
Well,
you know?
It's in your phone somewhere.
It is, but who knows? Yeah, you're right. I guess theoretically I could find it, but
unfortunately,
who knows numbers anymore?
Unfortunately, elderly people and people not right in the head get screwed over this.
Yeah.
And they give them credit cards.
Yeah, they bite on
they're
those
the worst
things.
People in the world.
I get a text that says, thanks for paying your bill this month, Fernando. And I don't have the heart to tell them that I'm not Fernando.
But at least Fernando's paying your bill.
Yeah, he is.
And at least that's
good
a cool
Fernando.
Name, not, you know, yeah. Not somebody calling you Craig.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Fernando. Señor Fernando Brandt.
Fernando
Gracias.
Boogie Brandt. Yeah.
Fernando.
I'm Fernando.
But it doesn't sound like they're fishing for any information.
No.
It sounds like they just got a wrong number.
My guy, yeah.
Yeah. Or Fernando gave him a bad bit of information.
Right. Yeah, Fernando may have. Yeah, you get that. Yeah.
Fernando might have just been off one number, you know?
Call me when she leaves. That's where it starts at.
Or Fernando might have been given the right number and somebody with fat fingers tried to plug it in.
True. Yeah. Anywhere along the line, it could have gotten messed up by one digit.
A lot of people have fat fingers.
Including Giannis.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Guess we'd have to have a guy go check on that. And he's scared to ask Giannis about his finger.
We need that. Just Craig saying, a lot of people have fat fingers. I like that clip. I will use that.
Oh, yeah! Anticipate the worst
and hope for the best.
Optimism's a big letdown.
But this is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast found at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and
always free at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.